This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen told lawmakers today the central bank is getting close to raising interest rates. She gave generally upbeat testimony to Congress's Joint Economic Committee. But as the prospects for a rate hike grow here in the U.S., the European Central Bank is taking the opposite approach, cutting its already negative interest rates. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains.
If you thought interest rates couldn't go below zero, so did a lot of economists, until central banks in Switzerland, Sweden, and Denmark proved otherwise. Bernie Baumol is chief global economist at the Economic Outlook Group. He says for more than a year now, instead of paying interest, the European Central Bank has been charging banks to hold their cash overnight.
What they're trying to do is motivate these institutions to lend more to the private sector. And certainly one way to do that is sort of to penalize these banks for having their money simply, you know, sit idly.
There are some signs that it may be working, says Joe Gagno. He's a former Fed economist, now with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Gagno says bank loans are growing in Europe again.
What people point to more than anything is it's pushing the euro down, because international investors have gotten out of euros and are putting their money in dollars instead, where they can get at least a small positive interest rate instead of a negative rate.
And that is good for European exports, but not good enough for ECB President Mario Draghi, who notched the deposit rate down another 0.1% today. The question is just how negative can rates go? Francesco Papadia with the Bruegel Institute in Brussels says so far banks have been reluctant to pass on their costs to regular depositors.
But at a certain point, if this would go on, they would be forced to do it.
At that point, the mattress at home or a bank vault starts looking like a better option. And if customers start pulling their money out of bank accounts in droves, Gagno says we'll have learned how low we can go. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.